Hello, I'm Richard Rogers, and this is the Tuesday 10-Minute Meditation. Today we're going to focus on healing, and really all that word means, that healing is that divine activity that allows us to always move back into the perfection of God. That no matter how far we've moved away from that perfect image, we can always move back. We can always be reestablished. We can always call a mulligan and allow our mind, our body, our soul to recreate itself in God's original image of us. And that's what we're going to do today. We're going to focus on healing. So take a breath and let's do this together. That you are created in the image and likeness of God. You were created whole and complete, lacking in nothing. And when our thoughts go south, when we move into our fears and our worries, our anxieties, our stories, our drama, then the manifestation, the experiences that we have are sometimes less than whole and complete. They're less than perfect. But that perfection is always within us. That God nature is always within us. So we're about rebooting or reestablishing what was always been the truth and will always be the truth, is that we are God's, created in God's perfect image, created in God's perfect likeness. And that healing is always about coming home. It's always about coming back to ourselves. So take a deep breath. And today we're going to heal. We're going to call forth the master program. We're going to allow that has always been and will always be our spiritual nature, our God nature, to be reestablished as our fundamental experience. That healing isn't poured in from above or below. Healing is aligning with the truth that has always been. It's erasing the confusion, the error, the fears, the drama, and allowing the perfection of God, the perfection from within, to manifest in every cell, fiber, and being, and aspect of our being. Take another deep breath. And I call forth the perfection of God. I call forth that which has always been the truth of me. I call forth the greatest light and love and joy. I call forth perfect light, perfect health, perfect abundance. I call forth the perfection of God. When a child puts on a costume, and at that moment he believes he's a cowboy or a sheriff or a construction worker or a mailman, but the truth of who he is always there. Today, no matter what your manifestation, no matter what your experience has been, the truth of you is always there. Underneath the costume, underneath the experience, is always the perfection of God. So we forgive. We forgive ourselves for all the fears and all the worries. We forgive ourselves for all the ways that we've taken on the limitations of this world. And today we go within and we unleash the perfection within. We call it forth. We claim it. that I am created in the image and likeness of God. You were created in the image and likeness of God. You were created out of absolute perfection. We release the current experience, the current condition, and we claim the perfection within. I am healed of all erroneous beliefs. I am healed of all limitations. I am healed of all drama. And I forgive myself for all the times where I accepted less than the best, where I believed that I could be limited or that I could be in any way minimized. The God in me can never be minimized. The God in me can never conform to a space too small. The God in me is doing a mighty work, restoring every aspect of my life. I am the perfection of God. I am whole. I am well. I am fully alive. I am the perfection within. I am the divine light of God. Every cell and fiber of my being knows that I am the perfection of God. I am whole and complete and lacking in nothing. I am the perfect manifestation of the divine. I am God manifesting in human form. I release any belief in weakness or limitation or brokenness or a sense of being bad or wrong or ugly. I am the very life of God expressing. I am the truth of God manifesting. I am the aliveness of God coming into three-dimensional form. I am whole. I am well. I am alive with God. There is the deepest level of transformation happening within my system right now. When I have believed that I was less, I create an experience of being less. But I no longer live there. I no longer believe that. I no longer focus my mind on that limitation. I focus on the truth of God. I keep my focus clearly on the allness of God, the power of God, the life of God. And I give expression to that. God in me is the perfect pattern of health. God in me is the Christ within, that is pure God, pure good, pure aliveness. Today I choose to live in the illusion of who I have been, or to claim the spiritual power of who I am. I can go one more day from the limitedness, from all the limits of the past, or today I can claim the full presence and power of God within me, the perfection that God spoke into form and created me. I am the perfection of God. I am the perfection of God. I am the aliveness of God made manifest. Thank you, God, for all that I am. Thank you, God, for the deep transformation that is going on in my mind, my heart, my body, and my soul. Thank you, God, for the outer transformation of my world. I claim the perfection of God. I am the perfection of God. I am the very Spirit of God manifesting in form. I am whole. I am well. I am alive. I am strong. I am prosperous. I am God's Spirit expressing. And so it is. Amen. God bless you, friend. I see you just having a marvelous week of coming back to this meditation over and over again and knowing the full power of God in you. And so it is. Amen. God bless you.